chapter number 12, the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 12. Let me read one verse, verse number 2. I'm going to read just a part of this verse and then talk to us out of this verse for just a few minutes. The book of Hebrews, stand with us if you would when you find your place. Chapter number 12, verse number 2. Verse number 2. I desire your prayers that you'd pray for us this morning. God will touch us. Chapter number 12, verse 2. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house this morning. Thank you for these that are bowed with us. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon each individual, each home represented here. Lord, you know our needs. We pray, God, that you'd grant them today, Lord, that they'd be filled. You said you prayed that our joy might be full. Lord, I pray for a joyful time in Jesus this morning. Lord, I pray now that you'd go with us, anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach one more time. Lord, we love you and we thank you for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for saving our soul. We ask you, Father, now that you'd go with us and give us the words that we stand in need of. And what you do for us today, we'll be careful to thank you and we'll give you praise and glory for all that's done. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for a few minutes on the author and the finisher. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes. I'm thankful that Jesus finished his work that he came to do while he is on earth. The Bible tells us that he came from above. He come from heaven. Now, I know to a believer, when we talk like that, we say things like that, sometimes it goes over our head and we don't give that very much thought because we hear that quite often. But we do know this morning that Jesus did say that I am from above and ye are from the earth and you are earthly. He said, I'm from above, I'm heavenly. So there's a distinct difference between the heavenly and the earthly this morning. And the Bible tells us that he's the author and the finisher of our faith. It's talking about our salvation. He's the very author of our salvation, and he's the finisher of our salvation. There's nothing left to do. He's done it all on our behalf that we, through him, could live this morning. The Bible tells us he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Amen. I want to say this morning, and he's everything in between. Amen. And how without him, the Bible tells us we wouldn't even have our own being. For in him, we have our being. It's where we get our breath from. Amen. He's the very beginning and the very ending. The Bible said that John testified that he was in the beginning, and he is the Word of God. And when God spoke and he said, let there be light, how the very Word of God in creation was the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, without him, there was not anything made that was made. Amen. And he'll be the end of this thing one day, how when he steps out on the cloud of glory and the angel puts one foot on land, one foot on sea, and declares time shall be no more. It'll be finished for what we know of this place. Amen. Peter said, it will all burn up. It will melt with a fervent heat and will ultimately be destroyed. The remnants of it will never more be seen. Amen. He's the author and the finisher of creation, and he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And amen. I'm glad this morning that we can put our trust in him, and how we can put our everything in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's never faltered and he's never failed. He's never lost a battle. Amen. And how the Bible said he's conqueror over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. And I say to you this morning, there's nothing left for him to do. And how the Bible tells us that in him is whom God chose us. In our salvation, God chose us. In the book of Ephesians, the Bible said, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. And God has chosen us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And it's because of him that we're saved today. Amen. If we'd have gotten justice today, how it had been like it was in the days of Noah, how the Bible said that it repented him that he even made man. Amen. But he chose us, amen, in Christ Jesus. It's because of him we're chosen today. Hallelujah. How when you think about that, he is the author of our salvation. He's the author of our faith. And had it not been for him, every one of us would die in our sins and die and go to hell. Amen. And but Christ Jesus willing before the foundation of the world had to come into this world and die for our sins, that through him, hallelujah, we could have life and eternal life. The Bible said he came that we might have life, and in him is life. It's where we breathe today. We're chosen in him. In the Lord Jesus Christ, not only are we chosen in him, but he was our supreme sacrifice for the forgiveness of sin. Amen. He not only brought salvation, but he gives justification. Amen. We can stand in the presence of a holy God, enrobed in the righteousness of his Son. Amen. Declared righteous and able to stand in the presence of God in the forgiveness of sin. Sin. And is spoken of in the Old Testament that God would send the Lord Jesus as our sacrifice. Isaiah chapter number 53 describes that sacrifice. And in Genesis chapter number 2 of the Bible, in chapter number 3 of the Bible, testifies of that sacrifice. Amen. And all through the Old Testament, it's pointed to Calvary, that Jesus Christ would be the sacrifice for our sins. John the Baptist, when he was baptizing in Jordan, he declared the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The picture of that Lamb was shown when Israel was delivered from the Egyptians' bondage by the Lamb that was slain there, and the blood was put on the doorposts and the lintels. So it was described there, but it was declared on the cross of Calvary. Amen. When his blood, the Lamb of God, had shed his blood on the cross and gave us the forgiveness of sin. And because of that forgiveness of sins, we're just to stand in the presence of God, robed in the holiness of his Son. Did you know that man could not have entered in to the presence of God had it not been for the Lord Jesus Christ? How we were not permitted. The type and the shadow of the holy place in heaven was given to us in the Old Testament days, when the high priest would go into the holy place there in the tabernacle and go behind the curtain, which we could not go and perform the work of God. But Jesus Christ, the Bible said, carried his own blood into the holy place in heaven and put it on the mercy seat. Amen. And because of that, God was pleased, amen, by his sacrifice. And we were just then to enter into that holy place by our high priest. And every time I think about that, in my mind, I picture the Lord Jesus taking me by the hand, amen, and bringing me into that holy place. The Bible said when he was crucified that the curtain was rent from top to bottom. Amen. It was torn down that gave us access to the holy place. Hallelujah. Every time I think about it, I'm ushered in by the blood of Jesus Christ and his righteousness, and I stand in the presence of God holy. I want to say to you, he is our sacrifice, the author, amen, and finisher of our faith. Amen. It's in him that we have our being, our life. The Bible said, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Now, how the Bible tells us then, according, he said, as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to his good pleasure. Amen. And in the book of Hebrews, he says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, he said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that was set before him, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I want to say this morning, the Apostle Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless, I live. He said, it's not Christ that lives in me. Amen. He said, but I now live by the faith of Jesus Christ. We're alive today because of what Jesus done to us. And the Apostle Paul said, I'm persuaded and I believe that he is able to perform. He's able to finish that that I've committed unto him against that day. He's going to finish it up one day.
Amen.
Amen. We live today because of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. It's not you that's living this. It's Christ living in you that's living this. Amen. How the Bible tells us that Jesus, how when he went away, the Bible said he sent back the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit now has come, and he comes into the lives of believers. How that through his Spirit we become submitted. Amen. We become obedient unto God the Father. You remember what Jesus said. He said he came to please the Father. Amen. He says everything that the Father bid me to do, he said, I do it. He said, what the Father tells me to say, he said, I say it. And that's exactly what the Spirit of God is doing in the hearts of believers today. He's helping us to submit unto God, amen, and to submit and be obedient to the very voice of God. He gives us the power to become more and more like Jesus. The Bible said, behold, what manner of the love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we can be called the sons of God. You know what it means to be the son?
Yeah.
It means that we're heirs and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord. And in him, we're becoming more and more like him. He said, here we look in a glass darkly, but then face to face. I may not look like him right now, but you hang on. Amen. I'm gearing up to getting more and more like him. Amen. To look like the son. The Apostle Paul said, it doth not yet appear what we shall look like, what we shall be like. He said, but we'll be like him. Hallelujah. I want to be more and more like him. That's what the Lord's doing in our lives today, that we're becoming more and more like Jesus. I want to walk like him. I want to talk like him. I want to be like him. More and more. Amen. As the years and the days go by. Amen. As the Holy Spirit works on the inside of me, I'm making me more holy and holy. Amen. I tell you, the Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Lord Jesus said, there is no other way that we can come to God. There is no way. He said, no man can come to the Father except he that sent me draw him. It's the Father's business. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ told God one day, he said, I choose him. I was a 16-year-old boy, lost in my sins, dying and going to hell. Had no clue in this world how I could get out of it. And one day Jesus said, I'm choosing him. Amen. That's what he done for you this morning. He told the Father, he said, I'm choosing him. I'm choosing her. Amen. And he goes and he chooses us. And the Father is satisfied with his choice. Amen. I said the Father satisfied with his choice. Amen. And in Christ Jesus, we're saved by his marvelous grace. And the Lord Jesus sent his Spirit in us Amen. Who knows the mind of God except the Spirit of God? No man can know the mind of God. We're not smart enough to be that smart. Amen. But I tell you, when the Spirit of God dwells in us and abides in our life, amen, then the mind of God becomes revealed unto us. Amen. And through Him we can do the bidding of God. Amen. Amen. But it's our finisher that ultimately came to make us immortal. I like that word, don't you? Think about that. He come to make us immortal. Hollywood, down through the years, have tried their best to help us to understand what it means to be immortal. They come up with all kinds of spooky shows. They come up with all kinds of ideas to bring somebody that has died back alive. I remember when I was growing up, y'all ever watch Dark Shadows when you was young? You older folks know what I'm talking about. They'd raise that fella up from the dead. He'd be a vampire and so forth. He'd live and all that kind of stuff. You remember that? Well, that was fake. That was fake. Every bit of it's fake. I hate to pop your bubble. But Hollywood never has told the truth. Amen. But they've tried. You know why they've tried? Because there's some sense in the heart of a man. There's a sense in the heart of a man that we're going to live somewhere forever. There really is. There's a sense in us. Rather we die without Christ and we die and go to hell. But there's a sense of knowing that. There's a sense of knowing that we're eternal people. We're eternal beings. What happens to the breath of man when it leaves this body? We're curious. Well, I got good news for you. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead in perfection. Amen. And the Bible tells us because He came out of the grave, we too that are in Christ Jesus will come out of that grave immortal. He said, them that are buried in this mortality shall be raised in immortality. We're coming up out of that grave immortal one day. Amen. I don't know what I'm going to look like. I don't know what you're going to look like. But I'm not going to carry this old heavy weight of this body around anymore. This gets discouraging sometimes. It really does. It just seems like it fades away. And sometimes it just doesn't do like we thought it was going to do as we get older. And you young people, listen to me. If the Lord lets you live to be a little bit older, you're going to say, that Brother William knew what he was talking about. Because it's going to cave in on you just like it caves in on everybody else. And your mind says that you can do it, but your body just don't go that route anymore. Amen. And that's what the Apostle Paul alluded to that. And he knew how that there come a time in his life how where his mind was willing, how but the body just wouldn't do. Amen. I'm going to tell you today how we're going to everyone go down to the grave one day. How that is sown in weakness is coming out in power one day. How Jesus Christ came, how that through Him He could bring immortality to you and I, that we could live forever. I can't wait. I can't wait. Amen. Can you? He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's going to wind this thing up one day. Ultimately, He has come down to earth that we that could not go to heaven could go to heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the author and the finisher. He said, for consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. He never quit. He never failed. He did everything He is supposed to do from the start to the very finish. Amen. If you don't have your trust in Him, I'd get my trust in Him real quick. Man have failed you. Man will fail you. I've raised my boys and tried to raise them to where when me and their mother dies, they'll make it without us fine. That's the way we're supposed to raise them and try to raise them in church and learn to depend more on Jesus and less on mom and dad. That's the way we try to tell them is that He's the one that led us through this, and let him be the one that's going to lead you through this.
Amen.
Mom and daddy's a leaving one of these days, and you won't be able to talk to us no more down here. Why are you down here? We're going to leave. Like the old fellow used to say, you're going to have to fend for yourself. What he used to say, you have to fend for yourself. But you know what the blessing is? You don't have to go with it all by yourself.
Amen.
Amen. What a blessing it'd be if I could just pick the phone up and just ask some questions. What a blessing it is would be if heaven had a telephone. You could say, let me speak to my mother for just a second. I want to ask her a question. I just need her. Wouldn't that be a blessing? But heaven don't have a phone like that. It has a royal telephone. Amen. It's a hotline connected straight to the Lord Jesus. And we can dial it and we can call him anytime and get him on the phone. Lord, what is it we need to do? And he'll tell us in his word, hallelujah, to get us through this old low land of sin and sorrow. He's the author and the finisher of our faith today. We put our faith and trust in him. Let me ask you a question this morning. Is he your author? Is he your finisher? Is he who you put your trust in today? Or have you put your trust in man? Is he who you put your trust in? Or have you put your trust in your bank account? Have you put your trust in the government? I'm going to tell you, they'll everyone fail you, but Jesus will never fail you. Sometimes I've gotten good advice. Sometimes I got bad advice when I was talking to a friend or talking to a family member or even talking to my mother and father. Sometimes I'd even get bad advice, but I never got bad advice from Jesus. This blessed book will endure forever. It'll work in every situation and in every way. This book will always work. Amen. The Lord Jesus, I tell you, he left us with everything that we'll ever need. He left us, first of all, with his very own testimony. Consider Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and the very example how he pleased the Father. He left us with that. He left us with the precious Word of God.
Amen.
The book, amen, that we can go to. This is the rule book. How am I supposed to live? What am I supposed to do? It's in the book. Read the book. Amen. The problem is you've left the book out. But then not only did we have the book, we have the Spirit of God. I mean, he loaded us down, didn't he? He loaded us down to battle in this old world and this thing called life. And he gave us all the assurances and all the promises, amen, and all the strength we find in the Word of God. When I get weary, and when I do, and sometimes I do, when I get weary, I find strength in the Word, amen. When I get to feeling lonely, I just speak to the Holy Spirit, and he speaks to me. Amen. Sometimes, did you know a preacher's life is the loneliest life in all the world? It is. It always is. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Those Old Testament prophets, they never had no friends. You never found them where they was gathered around and partying together, and doing things together. They preached the Word of God and made everybody mad at them. And they wouldn't come around them. You remember those young prophets came to Elijah's house, and he was going to study and said, this is too straight for us. Said, we're going to have to get out of here. We live the loneliest life. I live right there in Coleman. You're to thank as many revivals and many places and people that I know by the thousands of people. You'd think I couldn't sleep at night for the company running in and out of the house. We've lived there now for 7 years. Now, I'm going to say we might have had 3 people come by and see us in 7 years. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. No, I'm telling you what, I've got the Lord with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, but Jesus lived a lonely life. Yeah, he did. They all forsook him. They all left him. His very own crowd that he had been with, his very own, they left him. When it got down to the rough parts of his life, they forsook him. Paul, Demas, was a friend. He forsook him. Went after the things of the world. I'm going to tell you today, he's the author and the finisher. Man will let you down, but he'll go with you all the way.
Amen.
Even unto the end of the world. Amen. Don't you put your trust in man. I tell you, they'll let you down. Put it in the Lord. I'd like for us to get a song.